Here's a short sneak peek from the Council on Foreign Relations Roundtable Group section from Invisible Empire.
In all of the British dependencies, these organizations, the front groups, were called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. In the United States, they chose a different name. They chose the Council on Foreign Relations, but it held exactly the same relationship to this inner society of Cecil Rhodes.
Among the charter members were W. Averill Harriman of Union Banking, then President of the United States Woodrow Wilson's main advisor, Colonel Edward Mendel House, John D. Rockefeller, the founder of Standard Oil, banking mogul J.P. Morgan, and prominent bankster Paul Warburg.
Well, the Council on Foreign Relations exists today. It's probably the most powerful single organization in America. Many observers, including myself, believe that it is the hidden government of the United States. These people are not elected to office, and most Americans don't even know who they are. But they are holding all of the important positions in society. There are only about 4,000 of them in the United States, but I don't care what organization you want to look at, whether it's government, or whether it's universities, or the large media centers, or whatever it is, you look at the people at the tops of those organizations, the owners, the managers, the CEOs, the board of directors, and I'm going to say probably 80 to 90% of the great power centers of America are dominated by just those 4,000 people who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
That was just a short clip from Invisible Empire where we're chronicling how the shadow government controls society through groups like the Council on Foreign Relations that operate as front groups for the Roundtable Group intelligence systems that control our society from behind the throne.